Epilogue. As I said in the beginning, this book is my story from my memory. It has helped me to tell it. I needed to tell you that we tried hard to stop the big Al-Qaeda attack. That the professionals who sat at the counterterrorism security group table cared and would have given our own lives if that could have stopped the attacks. I had to admit that, strident as I was about the Al-Qaeda threat, I did not resign in protest when my recommendations to bomb the Al-Qaeda infrastructure were deferred by the Clinton administration, or my appeals for urgent action were ignored by the Bush administration. Perhaps I should have. I needed to tell you why I think we failed and why I think America is still failing to deal with the threat posed by terrorists distorting Islam. Time is slipping by, in which the new follow-on Al-Qaedas are gaining in strength in scores of countries. Time is passing, but yet our vulnerabilities to attack at home remain. Terrorism, which never once was addressed by the presidential candidates in 2000, will be a major topic in the 2004 campaign. Already, as I write this, before the candidates have been nominated, President Bush is telling fundraisers, illogically, that he deserves money for his reelection because he is, quote, fighting the terrorists in Iraq so that we don't have to fight them in the streets of America, unquote. He never points out that our being in Iraq does nothing to prevent terrorists from coming to America, but does divert funds from addressing our domestic vulnerabilities and does make terrorist recruitment easier. If, as I suspect will happen, Bush is reelected, I shudder to think what additional errors he will make in the next 4 years to strengthen Al-Qaeda follow-ons, attacking Syria or Iran, undermining the Saudi regime without a plan for a successor state. Most Americans, and most in the American government, still think that the great superpower cannot be defeated by a gang of religious zealots who want a global theocracy, a 14th century caliphate. Never underestimate the enemy. Our current enemy is in it for the long haul. They are smart and they are patient. Defeating them will take creativity and imagination, as well as energy. It will be the struggle of the friends of freedom and civil liberties around the world. As Americans, it is up to all of us to be well-informed and thoughtful to help our country make the right decisions in this time of testing. We all need to recommit ourselves to that ancient pledge to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies.
Against All Enemies, Inside America's War on Terror, was written and read by Richard A. Clark. It was abridged for audio by George Truett. The recording engineer was Erica Weintraub. Post-production by Steven Strassman. The mix engineer was Terry Hogan. The associate producer was Suzanne Wetzel. Against All Enemies was produced and directed by Elisa Shokoff. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Against All Enemies is available in hardcover from Free Press.